Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is hot outside.
10
Somebody
billion degrees.
Nick Lachey, because we need the 98 degrees.
Yeah, honestly. Take off all your clothes.
That's not 98 degrees.
No, I'm just singing. It's getting hot in here now.
So I tweeted about Mulan on Friday night, and no, it was like it did very well, which for me is like a retweet and 5 likes. Mm-hmm. This one got like 14.
Oh, I know. I saw her.
I know, but nobody corrected me that I said Milan instead of Mulan.
It's really funny.
I was just like in the car because I watched Mulan. I went to this Disney dance night on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Some people like really went full out.
I mean, Disney people take seriously.
And there were these two British guys outside that Chelsea and I were talking to, and they were like, "What's going on in there?" And we were like, "You don't want to go in there." And they were like, "It's Disney.
They're here to see America."
And I was like, "You're like you're on Houston in the East Village. Like, go around the corner." And then I was like, "Should I go with them?" And Chelsea was like, "No." And I was like, "Okay." But we were talking, and we were kind of like, "Well, we are the peak, I think, of what you're gonna find in there of normal." So like. Think, and they were like, "Well, that's not too bad." And we were like, "Thank you.
Yeah,
go around the corner."
I still don't understand, sirs.
But they played gentle sirs. Both Disney like movie songs and also like old school Miley Cyrus.
Hell yeah!
Do you remember the song Seven Things?
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh,
I used
my
to
God.
Sneak downstairs and listen to Radio Disney.
I heard that like guitar lick and the like shah, and my whole body like shot with electricity. I was like, "Oh my God, I'm in high school again."
Yeah. A wild feeling.
Sometimes I have this dream that if I could, like when I get blackout, if my defense mechanism were to pretend that I have amnesia.
You've talked about this before, 100%.
I was just like, "I'm sorry, I don't know who or where I am. Is it 2012? Am I a sophomore in college? Please help me."
Incredible.
I don't think it would go well. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, hey, everybody. Welcome to Splat, the podcast, where me, Brooke,
and me, Bridget,
talk about Sex in the city. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
And we have a guest.
Hello.
Hi.
Cassandra Cushman.
Welcome to the pod. We just had a crazy experience when Cassandra came into the apartment today.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, we were recording in my room because, as I was just telling them, last night I got home at 2 a.m., which was almost at that point, I'd almost been awake for 24 hours and walked into my room and it was 96 degrees in here. So my sister, who's on a road trip, left an air conditioning unit in the hall closet. And I was like, I'm putting that in my, I can't believe my roommates didn't wake up because I was dragging heavy shit around and I was sweating and disgusting. But we're recording in my room because there's AC and I have Mount Hood, which is a mountain in Oregon on my wall. And Cassandra recognized it. And
immediately I was like, because if you're from like Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. especially from Oregon, you're like so ready to find other Oregonians.
Exactly. It's like magnet.
It's magnetic. Really like a big deal. And but
people love the Pacific
we
Northwest.
Do. Well, yeah, I think and now everyone's like realizing the magic. But I was like, oh,
60% of the magic is that it's dry heat, but continue.
Totally yes. dry heat. Right. You think of the summers now and you're like, they were great.
They were amazing.
Why was I thinking they were hot? I also feel that way about the winter.
Yes.
I'm like,
that was not 40, even a winter.
40 degrees and rainy. Not bad.
That is not winter.
Not bad. But I was like, oh my gosh, you're from, you know, and it's like, it's always, you're going to find some connection mm-hmm, to somebody from mm-hmm. Oregon, but we
have actual
ours is really crazy. So I did a show when I was a teenager in Portland, a theater, a play, A theater play.
Not to be confused
with another play.
The play of the ground.
The window play.
Exactly. With Bridget's older sister.
Yes. And I spent most of my time tagging along to performances and shit with them. And, like, I was there.
It's a really small theater community in Portland.
Yes.
But still, the fact that we...
Because you didn't even really live in Portland.
No, I'm from,
proper.
Like, suburbs.
Yeah. Which is just wild.
And then how I know Brooke is also through theater, through, like, college
friend
friends.
Pod, Kyle.
Yeah, so it's like, hi, Kyle.
Yeah, the fact that you're here in my apartment, that we're doing it in my room instead of the living room, like, so, all these pieces that had to come together.
I'm very, like, the universe came together.
Tell us about yourself.
Yes, please.
Okay, like, just, like, a little bio.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
Whatever you want to say.
Okay, so I'm from Oregon. We knew that. Mm-hmm. We just heard
love
it.
Love it, love it.
I am an actor. I'm also an astrologer.
Yeah.
So that's...
Incredible.
Yeah, that's just, like... extra kismet, but always leading me to people mm-hmm. that I should be meeting and mm-hmm. experiences I should be having. So actually, it's interesting to think of, I don't know how if you've ever talked about Sex and the City with astrology, but there's like all these theories.
Oh my God, we love to talk about
right.
it.
Right. There's all these theories
we've
of
done
what the
a
character's
little bit.
Signs
well, okay,
are.
Okay, so we've talked about that a little bit, but it's hard because with some of them, you don't know exact birthdays
right.
or things.
And also, I always say, like, shout out if you're listening to this and you're interested in astrology, you are more than just your sun sign. Please,
yes.
like,
I've been
get
getting
it
into
out
this
there.
For the first time. The
Rising
whole, like,
sign
what you are
like
to yourself.
More.
And, like,
yeah. We love yes. the CoStar app.
We do.
CoStar's great. Like, all these yeah. apps coming out are great. But there's, like, so much to know. There's so
I'm
many
sure.
planets. They all affect how you are and who you are. Mm-hmm. But that's interesting to think of with the characters. But
who?
Yeah.
What is your relationship to Sex and the City? And what is your hybrid? So we like to do right. a sun rising with our...
Okay,
we've
okay.
talked about it that
that's
way before.
Great.
Yeah, I think someone, a guest came on and was
Gabe.
Like... Yeah, and was like, Samantha rising. And I was like, that's
Samantha
genius.
Rising is good. Yeah. My relationship is I did not... I was too young to watch it when it was airing, mm-hmm. but I did watch the DVDs coming out of college,
classic.
And I owned all of them. Yeah. I definitely think I owned at least two through the
Had
end.
You moved to New York at that point?
No, mm-hmm. I was in, I went to undergrad on out here in Massachusetts,
oh, okay.
and then I moved to Chicago, so it was like that period.
Nice.
But Sex in the Second City, you might say.
Yeah. it is.
Incredible.
It truly is. But I was really, you know, I got into it during that time. I wouldn't say I'm like a diehard. I've never been to Magnolia Bakery. Like there's like.
Well, then
fair
you're
enough.
I'm
out
of here.
Like they're like, the jig is up. But I do know the episodes pretty solidly. I know
you were
the characters.
Very like.
Oh yeah, this well. I am so thrilled to be here for this episode. This episode
you requested
is
what a coulda, what a shoulda.
This is like, I would argue the diehards can come in and with mm-hmm. the feedback on this, but like one of the most important episodes
I was
of this
taken aback by it too.
Series,
I, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Especially right now,
mm-hmm.
but especially but then too, what it would have been like. 2001.
Oh, yeah. In some ways, even more radical. And
but especially like this week we're taping,
yeah.
it's like crazy.
I know.
What's going on?
Everything just tastes so bitter.
In our nation.
Horrible.
Here in America.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, my hybrid. I think I'm definitely a Miranda son, for sure. But I do think, I wouldn't have said this a few years ago, but I do think I'm a Samantha Rising. Mm-hmm. I think I got some, like, pops,
mm-hmm.
Especially how she speaks, like, mm-hmm. and she sort of just, like, says her opinion and is
I feel like in an
jovial.
Odd way, Samantha also has, like, a maternal energy to the group.
Yeah.
Maybe just because mm-hmm. she's the eldest
she's
one.
She's the eldest.
I see that.
Yes.
I would have years ago been like, I'm a Carrie Miranda hybrid, but then I have come to realize I actually have very little in common with Carrie.
Yeah. That's lucky.
No, I think Carrie is wonderful.
No.
She's, you know, it's just a different outlook. I'm definitely Miranda focused in my day-to-day, for
yeah.
sure.
I'm a yeah. Carrie Miranda rising.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm a pretty hardcore Miranda.
Yeah, I can
double
see that.
Miranda.
I have a little bit of, I have said from the beginning, Samantha in
yeah.
me, but I also still kind of feel like I have yet to see the super Samantha parts of Samantha, but
yeah, I think by the it would be interesting to talk to you and
yeah, yeah. definitely
because
sure.
I feel like Samantha's journey is the one you know the least about.
It definitely
yeah.
is,
and they don't focus
I know
on
who
it as
she ends
much
up with
at this up to this point.
Yeah,
well, starting to like
to the point
blossom.
That it's made me like
this is the beginning of Samantha's journey.
I believe that to the point that
her.
I got like
Kim Cattrall,
I would get
controversial
annoyed with the writers because I was like. this is dumb, you know, like, yeah. She has endless dumb plot lines.
Right. And it's so superficial.
There's no substance to her character for like multiple episodes in a row.
I've said this before, but I'm like curious if like season one and even season two, it was like, this is a show about Carrie featuring her three friends.
Mm. Right.
And then like the people explosion wanted. Of feedback for like how much we love the female friendship started to give the other characters more plots and like real plots.
Yeah. Well, this episode, I feel like it's
maybe
still
they
bordering
solidified out of her head.
Yeah. This episode is still bordering for her. It's not, well, we'll be watching it, but
there's
I just feel like
no
it's
no sex in this episode.
Yeah. It's such an interesting, like, this episode is really important and very iconic. I still say,
how long have you lived in New York, Cassandra?
Almost 3 years.
Dang.
It's my 4 year anniversary.
I'm
on the 14th.
Baby. Oh, mine is September.
My
21st.
2 year is on Thursday.
Oh, so you're the babiest of the three of us.
I am. I am. Well, I also, so I graduated 3 years ago, but I spent
a year
in Ireland.
Oh my God, this is also a thing
that I
forgot.
And I also lived in Northern Ireland for a year.
Yes.
What?
I was like, as she
lived in Belfast.
As she was starting to say this, I was like, wait, I forgot about this too.
You brought us together. This is wild.
Cancer energy.
Well, I lived in the exact opposite part of it, literally the southern tip.
Cork. Like,
a tiny town called Clonakilty, yeah.
Like,
incredible.
Did you have an Irish boyfriend while you were there?
Did.
So did I.
What was his name?
Well, he was a Northerner, uh-huh. Protestant, uh-huh. Controversial. Daryl Forsyth.
Oh, nice.
Daryl Forsyth. Nice. Shout out if you're listening to the
podcast. Daryl Forsyth is a good name.
It's a great
name. Yeah, he was a good one. What was yours name?
Paulo Donovan.
That's so good, too.
Paulo, too, is like...
Some boys walked by me on the street the other day in GAA Super Value jerseys, and I was like, I stopped them, and I said, can I ask where you're from? And they said, Ireland. And I said, no, I know. I know. Can I ask where you're from? And they were from Killarney, actually, where I'd spent time and stuff, and they were so...
I've been to Killarney.
They were like, what the fuck were you doing in Clonakilty? Great question.
Even in Belfast, they were like, why are you here? We're really interested in you, but like... Uh-huh.
But why?
Two questions. First question, do you remember that something similar happened to us when we were...
CPF Gala last year, the guy on the train.
Second question, what were you doing there?
Yes,
I was in undergrad, too. And I did a year abroad studying drama. So I was at Queen's in Belfast, and I was the only... Drama, that's also what they call it there, so it's like...
Yep.
Seems more legit. But I was the only American there, which was actually awesome.
Yeah, I bet.
They like really liked me and took me in, and I got to like hang with the locals more than just other international students. But
That's like
I'm still very tied to that. Me too.
Yeah, I think about it like many times a week. If I had a way to be back there, I would.
I never know.
Yeah, it's true. Fate, baby. In terms of New York, have you had a moment in your 3 years here where you were like, this is extremely Sex in the City? Like,
yeah, I feel there's a like an area in Times Square that I still feel is pretty similar to this era.
Yeah, it's like stuck with the guy playing the saxophone.
Yeah, exactly. It's by like the Winter Garden Theater.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking
because
about.
Like I feel like they tape them going to the Tasty Delight, which no longer exists.
Right. And they've updated parts of Times Square that don't look the same anymore.
1,000%. But there's that kind of gets me, and especially in the hot and the heat. Mm-hmm. I always feel more like it in the summer. Even though I know they
get that.
They have
many
different seasons.
I have so many questions about this episode specifically and like what they're eating, what they're wearing, and what time of year it is.
Who deals with Carrie's hair extensions? Because I just want to talk about why they're so bad. Every episode that she's had extensions, they are bad and awful. It's just like, why?
And Sarah Jessica Parker has gorgeous hair.
Gorgeous. I guess I've never thought about her extensions. I'm going to look for
her. I'm going to point them out. I'm going to ruin it for you.
Very closely.
Should we dive right in?
I think we should. This episode?
Called Coulda, Woulda, Shoulda. And I will tell you that looking at it right now, the woulda looks like vodka to me. So maybe I have a problem.
Very good to know.
Okay.
So Carrie's talking about...
She's dressed up like a fucking newsie again.
This Crossroads 2008 Britney Spears movie.
Wow. My sister took me out of elementary school early to go see that.
That's amazing.
She's Nene Miranda.
She's talking about crossroads in life and how in New York they're often smelly and dirty and busy.
What is her bag say?
Wait, just like based on... This is a big reveal, but just based on this outfit and her energy alone, you would think that it's also like 98 degrees.
Yes.
Right.
But she's wearing suspenders.
It's strange.
Maybe it's like early summer?
Maybe. She did have her birthday, what, like five, six episodes ago, which is November. So that kind of fits in with the time passing.
Yeah, like months.
I do not ship them putting her in November unless maybe she's a Sag. That's got to be what it is.
I think so. Right? I'm not making it up, right? It's November when she has her party.
I don't know.
I think so. I might be leading you wrong. Anyway,
I think there's a Google can tell us.
Well, it's sort of the people tend to think of them each in the quality, like Carrie is air based, Miranda's earth, Charlotte's water, and Samantha's fire.
Interesting.
But like I have always shipped that Carrie is an Aquarius rising, based on her outfits alone.
Her outfits are,
and probably a Gemini moon, because there's like a back Carrie and forth is, on every decision.
Yes, true.
Carrie is October 10th.
October. Okay,
Libra.
October.
She's a Libra.
Sorry.
Charlotte is May.
But that's, yeah, it could be.
Miranda is July, Taurus, and Samantha is April 28th.
So they have her flipped to what I would think, but maybe that's because the rising's opposite. Like, Miranda's a water sun, but a earth rising.
Interesting.
Opposite. Anyway.
This is fun. This is about to be a big reveal, though. So yes. So Carrie is meeting just Miranda. She's dashed up.
And Carrie's like, I'm 10 minutes late, and Miranda's like, I'm pregnant.
And then a homeless man says, spare any change. And both of them are so kind of taken aback that they fumble and give him some coins. And he says, you're very beautiful ladies. You're both going to make some man happy. Very happy.
Yeah.
Also, they said they were in like Flatiron, but I don't think this is Flatiron. No.
I believe that maybe it's like Madison Square Park.
Maybe. Or like, yeah. For sure.
But they hate Miranda's so like 23rd Miranda, in hell.
Yeah.
So funny.
She's taken 3 home pregnancy tests and... Carrie gets to the question where she's like, wait, when have you been having sex?
And Miranda's like, hump.
Steve. Yeah.
So you're sleeping with Steve? Slept once, singular.
Mercy
it was
fuck,
a mercy fuck.
You know, because of the one ball.
Which is also just like sort of true, but very much also not true.
No, not true at all. There's
and I
like,
think she's maybe not saying that to herself here, but
yeah.
Come on, girlfriend.
I think in the moment it was, I think.
He only has one ball and I have a lazy ovary, she says. The statistical probability here seems.
The Special Olympics of conception. Yeah. It's very funny.
She asks if she's told them.
And no. Miranda says she hasn't and that she's not going to. And
that she's going to get an abortion.
And then she says, is it okay not to tell him? And Carrie says, I don't know, is it? So Miranda takes a pregnant pause.
Charlotte.
Cut to Charlotte, who is probably the most beautiful person to ever sit on a toilet.
Especially, she I love beautiful. This nightgown thing she's in.
And
I'd
her
wear
hair.
That just out in the world.
She got her period, so she's not pregnant.
And she's grumpy.
She slams some Tampax Supers down, which, listen, I would not peg Charlotte as a Supers girl.
I know.
I wouldn't.
I think Charlotte's kinky. She's got a loose vag.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how that works.
So they're at the...
Brooke's face. I wish I could document it. The numbers diner. Just go down from there. She's basically like...
This is a very tense scene where Charlotte is complaining about how she can't get pregnant.
And we all
Carrie
know.
And Miranda are making eyes at each other. And Samantha's like, why are we talking about this at brunch?
It's not a fertility seminar.
Yeah. Charlotte, should we get you a menu? Charlotte.
So Charlotte has figured out, or at least in her brain thinks she has figured out, that it's undisputably her. Because there's nothing wrong with
We know that
Kyle's,
Trace...
Kyle McLaughlin.
Twin Peaks.
With
Trey's Scottish sperm.
His Scottish sperm.
Do you both like Trey? People are
hate
mixed.
Trey.
Okay.
He says alrighty.
But they did not make him likable.
No, it's his character. Yeah. I love Kyle McLaughlin, honestly. Yeah, especially in real life and
so
in
sexy.
Twin Peaks. Yeah.
And so
they're like, wait.
Do you know how many times that Trey and I have had sex without a condom? 73 times.
Do you have any idea how much perfect Scottish sperm
goes,
that is?
No. Samantha, any
do you have
idea?
An estimate?
Every time there's like a moment between Samantha and Carrie, I'm always like, did they hate each other?
Well,
now?
I know. I
think they probably
scene.
Did. And that's why I think part of the reason that Samantha storylines are so shitty. I'm like, after 4 seasons of that, I would also be like, fuck
yeah.
you, dude.
I think of that every time they're alone together, too.
So yeah. Here is where things get really tense and difficult for understandable reasons, but it's also just like an impossible scenario.
I think that everyone is justified in the way that they're feeling in this episode, but I will posit that I don't think that they are handling it like mature adults.
Absolutely
so,
true.
Which
Charlotte, maybe that's because that's not interesting TV, is people just being mature adults.
Charlotte loses her damn mind.
So
right
Charlotte
now.
Is like, why a Miranda the eyes?
Well, Miranda tells them she's not keeping the baby.
Well, first, before that.
Right. Sorry.
Charlotte's
sorry.
Like, why are you being weird?
Oh,
and
yes,
Miranda's
of course.
Like, I'm not. Nothing. It's fine.
Yes,
and she's
yes,
like,
yes.
You're not speaking. You keep making eyes at Carrie. What's going on? And Miranda's like, I'm so, I can't. I didn't want to have to.
And Charlotte's like, you think I'm pathetic. She thinks it's about her.
Carrie says it's not about you.
And Miranda's like, I'm pregnant. And Charlotte
I cannot
goes,
think of a worse time to tell you this.
I can't believe you did this to me.
Yeah.
That's like, that
and
makes
then
me
she's
so angry.
And the thing is, I'm sure that was her gut reaction.
Yeah, of course.
And the thing is, that's actually pretty understandable. Yeah. Fertility issues in particular are so complicated
personal.
And fucked up. And when you really want to be having a baby and can't, like, I literally cannot fathom. That said, you do not open your mouth and say that it's back like to your best friend.
Diarrhea. Of
the
mouth.
Way that Charlotte
also,
and Miranda.
All she did was have sex, you know, like, not smartly, but it had nothing to do with you.
The
nothing.
Only thing that Charlotte and Miranda, it's like weird. Their friendship is very odd to me. They like, I don't think we've really seen the Mm-mm. two of them interact too much. And it especially later in this episode, just like, that's just like not how you behave to someone who you've spent this much time with.
Yeah, it is weird. The friendship is weird. I actually don't think you see the friendship truly fleshed out till that second movie that they made.
Fascinating.
Which you haven't seen. But,
no, I've seen part of the first one.
Yeah. Second movie is where Liza Minnelli does a fucking dance number and it's amazing.
And Samantha asks, mercy fuck.
I
which
love
is
that.
Exactly what it was.
Totally sympathetic.
And Charlotte is like,
Carrie's like, Charlotte, honey, please take a breath.
She's like, it's not fair.
Have
he only has one
water.
Ball.
She says, how could you do this to me? So
ridiculous.
So viciously. And sure.
And Miranda's kind of like, I think I'm gonna, she doesn't even say it. Samantha asks what she's gonna do.
And she kind of like shifts back and forth. And Charlotte says, you're not even going to consider it. She says, this is not in my plan. And I really, really feel awful talking to you about this right now.
And Charlotte's like, fine, I'll leave.
Which obviously Miranda doesn't want either. And but you know what? I guess at this point, if you can't deal with it, maybe removing yourself.
First time they said abortion was right there.
Yes, yes. And I was shocked they said it out loud. Yeah. Even so, even though they, you know, have alluded to it.
Yeah. Charlotte says, I'll let you have the abortion talk. They have not said it's been like
a lot
mentioned.
Of eyes.
Well,
yeah.
The interesting thing is, I mean, it's legal at this point, but there's no discussion really, aside from Charlotte, like, Charlotte kind of has this objection to it for her personal reason. Mm-hmm. There's no discussion of, like, the implications of abortion in a broader cultural sense. It's just, will she, won't she?
Yeah.
Which is both kind of cool because in some ways it normalized mm-hmm. it, but is also really, like,
well, and we find out that, I don't know if we've found out already, but Carrie has had one and Samantha has had two.
Right.
I think we're about to. I think they're about to walk.
We may know that about Samantha, yeah, but the Carrie reveal, because that becomes Carrie a big part of Carrie's story for this.
So Samantha's really actually coming to the aid of Miranda right here.
Yeah,
which, like,
she
I
says, we've
love.
All been there. Yeah. Miranda says, I haven't. And Samantha says, I've had two.
Carrie said one.
And the way she asks it is kind of weird, where she's like, how many of you had?
Right.
Like, it's like a common...
But the thing that's interesting is Samantha already knows about it because Carrie says one and Samantha says, right, that waiter at TGI Fridays, mm-hmm. which is really interesting because Miranda, I don't think, doesn't know.
The timeline of Carrie and...
Samantha goes back, right?
Right.
No, it's
well,
very confusing because in the Carrie Diaries,
yeah, uh-huh. the Carrie Diaries.
They meet in high school. Yeah. But later in this episode, Carrie says, if I hadn't had it, I wouldn't have met you. So...
Interesting. And because we know she's also 22 when she has hers. It's also interesting because they are further apart. They could not have been in high school together.
No, they're the biggest.
No,
age
they're not. It's not. They're not in. Samantha's not in high school. When
I
she
see.
Meets Carrie.
I see.
Right.
I see.
She meets her in the city.
Right.
We'll
right.
do that
okay.
next.
We'll do that. Yeah. Okay.
So many plot holes, but we love it.
Interesting. Yeah.
Waiter at
he
the
was
saloon.
A waiter at the saloon. Okay.
Not TGI
she
Fridays.
Says, and let me remind you, in 1988, the saloon was very happening.
Apparently.
Miranda says. Miranda's, of course, having
Cynthia Nixon is giving
a really hard time.
Emmy,
Cynthia
Tony,
Nixon is giving
Grammy
award-winning performance.
Yes, a
yes.
gubernatorial
future gubernatorial.
I can never say that word accurately.
It's an amazing word.
Okay, Aiden, you know I love me some Aiden. Are
you
shocked?
Do you?
I hate Aiden.
Oh, I do.
Mm-mm. I hate
love
him.
Aiden.
I don't hate him on that
can
level.
We talk
I hate
about
Mr. Big.
Why you love,
I hate Mr. Big.
Talk about why
I don't
you
like
love
Mr.
Aiden.
Big either.
Tell us about Aiden. Is he your favorite?
Aiden's my favorite.
Burger is my favorite.
Oh,
I can't believe we're
I
now.
I am shook.
Well, I'm also just like we're now halfway, almost halfway through wow. season four, and we haven't met Burger. So
physically.
I'm really curious.
That's, okay, okay. Well,
I have to. I don't. I have
John Corbett's my favorite.
They do have nice chemistry, John Corbett and
but
Carrie.
I'm also shocked because like because Burger's bigs. Kind of this wild card that most people do not
I
gravitate
love
towards.
Burger.
I have to say when I say. Sometimes people will ask me who your favorite is because I'm like, well, I don't know yet. And they're like, oh, who's Brooks? And I'll say Burger. And I either get like, mm-hmm, 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 or like, ugh.
It people have makes sense,
one of
I
two
guess.
Reactions.
So hot and mysterious.
Oh my god! So I can't wait to see. Random.
I can't wait to figure
random.
No, it kind of makes sense. You're even like yeah,
because you know that Darren Star wanted her to end up with Berger.
I'm not a big fan, but I get the draw.
Mm-hmm. I love him.
Okay, wait. So what is it about Aiden?
Well,
he wears his floral shirts.
No, I like what he does. Like, I like the furniture.
I do like his lifestyle. Things. I wish he was less than me.
I don't like that he calls her pudding.
No, yeah, I don't like pudding. Either. I feel like that could have gone. Yep. I feel like he's just devoted to her.
Fair. On some
boring.
Level.
Well, okay. I mean, that's maybe really like my partner who I want my partner to be is an Aiden.
Right. Well, in the first season that we met him, I grew distasteful of him because I was like, it had nothing to do with him and everything to do with the fact that it felt like they had just written an anti-big.
Okay, that's fair. They are
I do think they've yeah, fleshed it out further opposites. Since and now it's more interesting that they've like come yeah. back together, but I was like, this is he doesn't have a
around.
Character
yes.
he just has a here's all the ways I'm not big. I don't yes. smoke. I, you know, work with my hands. I
have
treat
long
you
hair.
Better
thank
this
God
way.
He
yeah.
cut his hair.
Yeah.
He well, does get hotter round two.
Way
also.
Better round two.
Okay, fair.
I think it's just, I don't know. I like how he shows up for her in ways that I feel like big mm. doesn't always. He does in like crucial moments. Like
he does in crucial moments.
Brooke really has it, Mr. Big.
We need to get, Kristeth, we're putting this into the universe. We need uh-huh. to get some sort of, you need to listen to this. We're putting it out there.
Kristeth, get on the pot.
Yeah, we're ready for
I'd
you.
I'd be okay with John Corbett, too.
Okay, well, let me just call him.
Yeah.
Also, the actor that played, David Eisenberg.
I met him
Steve.
At a wedding
I'd
once.
I'd be thrilled.
So Dave Eisenberg knows my brother.
They were on Chicago Fire together.
Oh my God, let's get him on.
He does not like to talk about Sex in the City.
Which is hilarious and sad to me, because he's honestly one of the characters I'd like to hear most from about yeah. like an outside perspective about filming and shit and how interesting it would be. This is good to know. I'm glad to know we have an Aiden
so
lover.
So Carrie's here. Being super flighty, like walking back and forth in
she's
her
in
weird
her,
closet.
Her bra and
I
her nothing.
I don't understand the architecture.
Aiden
of her
is like, no. Yeah, me either, really.
Man,
Aiden
though,
is,
Sir Jessica Parker
her
body
is.
It's just, I mean, every time. They every really,
time.
They don't
it's
show
this
it off.
Shit. It's this shit that Aiden does where I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? She's walking back and forth. She's obviously something is weird. And he goes, yeah. What's going on? Are you cuckoo?
I don't know.
Did you go cuckoo like on me it. And I'm like so, what I'm like get the fuck
like
away from
it.
Me no it's stupid
some of the words are out of place
and
I like the
but
intent.
You like the intent of it he's very like jovial
yeah,
and easygoing. I do like his manner. I don't like the reality of
yeah.
his character.
Wow. Okay, so she tells Aiden that
she's like Miranda's pregnant, she's not keeping the baby, and Charlotte is devastated, obviously, because she and Trey can't conceive right now, and she sums it all up. And he's like, well, if Miranda doesn't want the kid, can't she just give it to Charlotte?
And Carrie's like, it's not a sweater, you fucking dumbass. Yeah,
which is a good reply. I mean, it'd be one thing to it's not like an out of the question where Charlotte, like, at that point in her fertility and was like, you know, it was a plan, but that is not how that works at all.
Aiden is dumb.
So I always think, because Sarah Jessica Parker never showed her breasts in the show, mm-hmm. she always is in a bra.
Although
every
this
other,
one has a little nipple action
yeah,
going on. I'm kind of into it.
Every other woman showed. Mm-hmm.
Even
nudity.
Kristen Davis.
But they show off a lot of her. The rest of her hot body, yep. yeah.
But no.
So
boobies.
then Aiden kind of, I mean,
this is justified because Aiden is like, well, who's the father? And she's like, it's Steve. And she's like, he's like, you're not gonna, she's not gonna tell Steve.
And then he's like, dude, you've kind of trapped me here.
Yeah, Aiden Steve's and Steve are homies.
They have a business together, you know, they're best friends. And on the one hand, Carrie's right in that she's like, you're my partner, you know, and I had to tell someone. On the other hand, like. You just walk people into situation. You agree to let Big come to his cabin. You tell him things that he's then going to have to deal with.
She
like,
only thinks about herself.
Yeah, until it's crisis time. And then yeah. she's like, okay, now how can I mitigate
this? She's
like, this?
I needed to tell you because I needed to get to tell someone, get it off my chest. Mm-hmm. But like did without thinking about.
Okay, so this outfit proves that I believe Carrie is an Aquarius.
She's
rising.
So crazy.
She's wearing like a silk like
weird
handkerchief
scarf.
Rolled up around her like, head, but with the point of it still sticking up. It's very
and she's
strange.
Wearing like a prom dress corset top.
This weird thick necklace that appears later.
It's so strange.
Do you know what I mean? Those like homecoming dresses that were very
yeah.
popular.
Yes. And she's yeah, a literal feather corsage
it's
weird
very
thing.
Very odd.
So Samantha's obsessed with a $4,000 Birkin bag. Carrie's like, you're going to drop $4,000 on the bag. And Samantha's like, yeah, that's
Birkin.
The point. I want to walk around with people knowing I've spent all this money on a Birkin. Anyway, so now they're talking about their abortions. Samantha's two and Carrie's one.
Oh, and Carrie just said that she lied to Aiden. She did not say that she had had one.
She goes, I just think he sees me in a certain way and I'm worried he won't. And Samantha, very
wisely
is like, well, do you still want him to look at you in that certain way?
Yeah.
And Carrie's like, duh.
This is where I think of their friendship in real life. I'm like, these scenes where they were together, and they're...
They do have a nice dynamic one-on-one in terms of their characters, though. I like it because Samantha and Carrie, I feel like Samantha's further away from both Miranda and Charlotte in lots of senses than she is from Carrie.
I like, coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's what the starts to repeat.
Well, so Carrie also tells her, so she doesn't tell Aiden about it, and she also didn't tell the guy at the time.
But he was a waiter
He was a waiter at the saloon, and she, you know, she made her choice.
And Samantha's like, now Carrie's like, if I hadn't had it, I could have had a 13-year-old child. I wouldn't know you. And then Samantha's like, coulda, woulda, shoulda. And now we cut to Carrie sucking on a popsicle.
So we know it's wondering. Summer.
I guess.
Now this is the laptop that Aiden gave her.
Yeah, they have switched back and forth so many times. Wait, does it have the handle?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, no, but that one was blue.
It was blue. Okay, no, it wasn't. Just one continuity error. She gets a brain freeze, and she's basically just writing about this whole, like, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's exactly what you think.
Jump to Lucy Liu.
Looking, first of all, fine as fuck, and also just like she does today. Yeah, the woman does not age.
She's beautiful.
She's amazing, and I love that they wanted her for this scene at this point.
She's actually, I didn't know you're from Queens. She actually is from Queens.
Lucy Liu's just playing herself.
Well, and she... Yep. Samantha tells her, she's like, well, honestly, your last Golden Globes dress was a disaster. Because Lucy Liu's like, I want someone to be honest. And she's like, fucking thank you.
She just wants honesty. Lucy Liu is all about honesty.
And then she does this thing where I'm like, funny way to go about it, but I love it. Where Lucy Liu picks up the checkbook and looks at it. She's like, also, you know, like, I used to be a waiter. And she opens it and she's like, oh. 25% tip. Nice. Very nice. And she hands it back to Samantha.
Right? Like, I really judge people.
I do not spend time with people if they are rude to wait staff. Anyone who can't, like, they don't see as advancing them, you know, in some way.
Especially when you have money to do it.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
So just Samantha's going to be Lucy Liu's PR, and now she's going to go buy the Birkin bag.
So she goes to try and buy the bag.
The long and short of it is it's a 5-year wait list, and Samantha's like, fuck this. It's for Lucy Liu. And the guy's like,
I'm her publicist, and she wants to wear it next week. So she tells a lie, which honestly, stupid idea. Because Lucy Liu does this whole thing where she's like, integrity and class and honesty are important to me. And Samantha's like, girl, all the way. That's what I do. And then she tells this lie.
But this plotline is where it's still like we're not really seeing a fleshed out, like everyone else is talking about fertility and pregnancy and these life choices. And
she's like, I must have a Birkin bag and I'm going to tell a lie for it.
But that's her lifestyle.
I always defend the show in these moments. I just like to play devil's advocate.
I like it.
But I think like in...
Do you, little Gemini?
2001, I just feel like this is a really big topic of conversation. They have to like temper it with something, like,
no, totally.
Because it's still Sex in the City. Because
it's,
you do have
very
those,
much the show, yeah.
You do have those women who are watching it who are probably like, I can't believe they're talking about abortions, but they're very interested in Birkin bags, and I hate those women, but they exist.
Yeah.
And also Samantha is a self-starter,
totally
making her own money.
Yeah, she's a little Alexander Hamilton.
It's funny because this seems like the kind of thing Carrie would do. We haven't known, you know, like fashion is not really like Samantha's driver, but it's about status here.
Yeah, and the Birkin
bag. And she's willing to use Lucy Liu for status.
That's a great distinction.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, it is interesting because Carrie doesn't really do it for those reasons, but at the same time you're like, you could wear your crazy ass outfits and go fucking thrift shopping, you know, but it's not about that. So in some ways they both have the status thing.
So now we have this little montage where Charlotte is making a doctor's appointment to look into fertility stuff, and Miranda is making a doctor's appointment to she says is procedure. She's pregnant and she doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
Is how she says it on the phone. I can't imagine making that phone call.
No, me either.
Thank God for the internet.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't
online
really...
Online portal now.
Yeah.
And it's really the difference between the two of them.
And then this scene is, again, very stupid.
So another woman walks by with the Birkin bag.
In a tracksuit.
And Samantha gets on the phone. So basically, the guy at the store has... at the 5-year wait list, you know, he's like being very prissy to her and is like, you're never going to get this bag. And so she tells him she wants it for Lucy Liu, and he's like, great, I'll have our publicist lady be in touch. So Samantha calls her and is like, can you tell me why the fuck it's taken a week to get Lucy Liu her Birkin bag?
And she's like,
and I saw this
I saw a fucking nobody yeah. wearing a fucking tracksuit. She's saying fuck a lot, and that's important to know.
Yeah, carrying the exact one we want. Lucy Liu is a big, big fucking star, and she wants that bag.
But the caption just says, she wants that, that bar. Because Lucy Liu is a sheep.
Thank you so much. And the thing is, it's like, it'd be one thing if she really was using these her powers to like get something done for a client, but it's entirely selfish. Okay, now, are you ready?
Well, wait, can I pause it? We haven't really talked about the like...
She's in some like prom shit. This some yeah. weird high school.
80s.
Maybe it's because she's like flashing back to the abortion.
Well, that's my question is, what are, I mean, obviously we all know our stances on abortion, but just in terms of like, do we think Miranda should be telling Steve?
Oh God.
Like, should we talk about that a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's hard because it's like, where does the extension of you're making the choice for your body mm-hmm. and that part has, you know, you're fully entitled to.
Especially since they're not dating.
Right. I think there is a, to me, the distinction that Carrie makes later also, or that is discussed, is that like, she really had a one-off with a waiter who
yes.
she was never going to have anything with. Stephen Miranda is a lot more complicated say, for a yeah. lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think, Miranda has the right to choose not to tell him, but I think she also then may have to deal with the really significant consequences
especially
that would come
now
from
that.
That
Aiden knows.
Right.
Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie.
Yeah, that cat's out of the bag, she's unfortunately.
I just
what
wanted
do you
to
guys think? No, that was just me.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I also think we don't know how Steve would respond.
I think
you know?
Steve would want the baby.
I think so too.
But I also think he's like that relationship is you know, complex. And mm-hmm. I do think it like, it's totally your call if you want to talk to your partner, but I would say he is a partner for her. Mm-hmm. It's not just,
especially, I mean, she just helped him through something enormous. Yeah. You'd think he'd want to help her through something enormous. And I also, maybe this is just me romanticizing Steve. I think he would want to keep the baby, but I think if Miranda was
that's
like, I
I'm
can't
thinking.
Do this.
Yeah.
I think he would be there for her.
I think it would be a fight and then he would get to it.
Yeah,
I agree.
But he would come around because he loves her and he...
I have no idea how you guys are having this hypothetical conversation with me because something must happen and I don't know if he gets involved or not. I just...
Because you don't know.
I don't know, so I'm just like curious.
Oh, I know.
Because in the end
I'm
of this
just,
relationship...
I'm just basing it on their previous interactions.
Right, yeah. Me too. I'm just curious because I know there is an outcome here and I just don't know
I'm
what
so
it is.
I'm so excited for you to find yeah. out.
So let's talk about Carrie's weird schoolgirl skirt.
She's
again.
Wearing Spears. A tiny, so tiny...
Tiny plaid skirt, white stilettos and socks and uh-huh. a blazer that also looks like an orchid blooming with a scrunchie
white
on the
blazer,
side.
Weird shirt, pearls, long hair. Also, you know what's funny about those shoes though is they kind of are like a precursor to those Kardashian style like sock boots everyone wears. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Where they're like weird stiletto-y, mm-hmm. they like adhere to your feet.
Yeah.
She's got like a little Louis mm-hmm. Vuitton
clutch
thing.
So
and Steve is in the
Steve
apartment.
Is in the apartment. Okay, so we're just gonna take note of her extensions and every time we're gonna
that
go behind
bad.
Her head. I mean, first of all, we just know her hair doesn't look. There's her
oh,
hair.
Oh, I see.
There's
it.
Just her whole ponytail.
Oh my god!
It's be-
oh,
and every
it's
time
so
she turns
bad.
Her head, it's like separates.
Whoa, this is blowing my mind.
They didn't even
mind.
Do a good job of like arranging. That is not a hard
wow.
hair piece to put on and make look good.
I have never noticed,
especially
that.
The ponytail.
Yeah, right. You just fucking. Ra- it's
oh,
bad.
So bad.
I've never noticed
so
that.
Steve is like, "How
how's
are you?
Miranda?
What's up? How's and then he's like, "How's Miranda?" Which honestly. When Carrie freaks out, you're like, what the fuck, dude? Because he asks about Miranda every time
yeah.
we see him.
And
he loves her.
Best, it's one of her best friends.
Yeah. And she's like, she's great. She's fine. She's good. She's whatever. And then she escapes.
He's like, I haven't talked to her in a while.
She hasn't answered my calls.
Especially, with, of course, he's asking about her. They've spent a lot of time together recently because of, you know, his cancer.
Yeah.
God, the
so
extensions
Carrie
are bad.
There's, right? So Carrie accosts Aiden and she's like, you told him. Why did he ask me about Aiden if you didn't tell him? I mean, sorry, about Miranda. And he's like, no, I didn't.
He
asks about Miranda all the time. She's like, you sure? She's doing a lot of intense finger gesticulating.
Yeah, but her biceps. I could watch her flex her arms all day.
Her hair now.
Right? It's that distracting.
Yeah, it's really bad.
And my brain is tuned to, like, notice any continuity or shit like this.
Yeah.
And my brain's just like, ha-ha, look at that, instead of paying
I
any
know.
Attention.
I know. I'm the same way.
Yeah, and Aiden's basically like, I didn't want to know this information, but you told me.
You fucked
him.
Me. Yeah,
yeah,
I haven't done the thing for you. Although, I think he has a right to know. Mm. He really does.
He's thinking as the partner of her.
And so Carrie's
Steve's
like,
friend.
So Carrie's like, he says, what's bugging you? And she's like, okay, well, actually, now I might have to tell him. You know, she has a, oh, thank you. She has a moment of like, maybe I'm going to have to explain.
He says, hey, tell Miranda I say hi, Steve, as he leaves.
And she says,
full basketball.
And okay. Aiden's like, why are you being weird, Carrie?
I do love when they eat like dollar pizza and shit. That's actually kind of like real.
The closest thing to really my life.
Miranda's dressed like either the villain in Jumanji or a flight attendant.
Or both at the same time, honestly. What is this shirt? I've never seen such a distinct collar.
It's a dress.
Oh my God, that's right.
Kind of normal that she's wearing like a Juicy Couture, like. Of velour.
Yeah, like strapless. Yeah, she's the only person who I feel like can actually sort of pull off a strapless thing.
Yeah. I also like love watching actors eat. It's a weird thing
it's fun. I like doing it because I'm like, you can tell when people are committing and really eating and when they're doing like, I'm sitting in a scene and here's my two bites out of it.
Or they cut and it's like the pizza hasn't been eaten, then it has.
I think they're doing a good job.
Miranda, so she tells Miranda that she's told Aiden. And
Miranda's mad.
I would be too. Were going to do that, don't tell me that. Let me live in the bliss and think, at least for now, that... Or just don't share my secret.
Well, if your boyfriend is the best friend of the person. Yeah. Like
that's
if,
a little
if
different.
If something were happening and, you know, my hypothetical boyfriend and I told him.
I expect people to share things with their significant
but
other,
if
you know?
Directly but if he's related to the party.
So she just said
idiot.
That Carrie just said, like, I only had sex with this bartender once.
But I'm thinking maybe I should have told him.
So Carrie is somehow, in a shocking turn of
making
this
her
whole
position
thing
and,
about her.
Yeah. And I think she's like, well, listen, because I told Aiden, he thinks that, you know, the guy has a right to know. And so now I'm going to kind of try and convince you I think the same thing.
Right.
And and Miranda's like, oh, I'm going to have Steve's baby pizza for everyone.
We cut to Trey, our first Trey
and
of
Charlotte.
The episode.
Your blood and mucus tests show extremely elevated anti-sperm antibodies.
I had a visceral reaction to the term anti-sperm antibodies. I was like, that sounds like a double negative. B, how aggressive.
Yeah.
Said anti-sperm earlier today, not related to this, related to my IUD.
Incredible. It is anti-sperm.
What IUD do you have?
I have the copper one, Paragard.
I have Kylina. It's plastic.
I'm going to try and
get
one.
The hormonal, yes.
Certainly is hormonal, yes.
It's good. People, whatever works for you, highly encourages my,
yes,
my
it's the time.
Do it.
I'm still figuring it out. I get all the symptoms of having my period, but sometimes I don't get my period.
That's interesting.
And sometimes I do.
Yeah. How long have you had it?
Since November. So it's still regulating. Actually, you know who talked me down about this? Kyle.
Oh,
I was like freaking out. And he's like, it's only been since November. And I was like,
boy knows.
I was like, what are you
It's true. It took me like a full year for mine to start to feel.
Even when I got on birth control the first time, it took me a year and a half for everything to regulate.
It's part of why I think my anxiety was so bad last month.
Oh, definitely. My hormones fuck me up. Even when they're regulated,
enjoy being a girl. You know?
I love that Kyle.
I love
like
having a uterus.
Too.
Kyle is my rational-headed, really level, calm best friend.
He's a good one.
He is the opposite of me in that way.
The anti-Brooke antibody.
He is an anti-Brooke brain
antibody. There you go. So Charlotte's response to anti-sperm antibody is that bad?
Yeah, that's
and Trey is literally
like,
face
palm. He's aghast.
I'm going to screenshot this one.
It's so good.
So... basically, the woman is like, it just means it's going to be that much harder to conceive naturally. Like, your chances of getting pregnant.
15%.
Just from intercourse. So
she's suggesting in vitro.
In vitro.
Which is interesting because it's also interesting how much, of course, things have advanced in just 20 years. Charlotte sees a baby on the street, and then she decides to walk home, and who does she run into?
Miranda, and then she sees Miranda, she turns around, and she starts to walk the other way, and Miranda's like, duh, fuck.
Which, I would kind of also be, too.
If I saw you, it's, like, different. It's, like, there obviously are some people that I walk on the street, and I see, and I try to avoid.
You know who I walked by last night? I almost texted you. Mia Weinberger. I saw her I was like, that tiny cute person looks like Mia Weinberger. And then I was like, that is Mia Weinberger. And then I saw her notice me as I kept walking.
Wait,
I was like,
pause this because it's important. But funny, first of all, if I saw you on the street, or even you on the street, and I turned around like was like, we are making eye contact.
And then one of us turned away.
Be like, no?
Well, yeah.
So James, who works with Dylan, do you know his?
I know of, yes.
Okay, you've met a couple times.
Yeah.
I was with him last night. He lives one step away from you.
Oh, fun.
And he has seen you a lot on the subway. And last week he tried to say hi to you and he saw you like register eyes with him and then continue walking because, and I was like, I don't think there was malice involved. I don't think she probably
registered. No, I'm so not that person at all.
I told him just to say something to you.
Yeah, please.
So if like a cute boy with like a little beard, like who looks like someone we'd be friends with.
Well, there was, I actually remember having a moment on the train the other day where I made eye contact with someone. And I was like, did I know that person? And kept walking.
It might have been James.
But thank you for telling me that. And please tell me that it wasn't intentional. I swear to God.
We get in our like New York.
Yeah,
zone,
definitely.
You know,
I had a lovely interaction with a woman on the subway today. I was like watching this episode, very much in my headphones. And she was like, excuse me, do you know if the post office is open? And I was like, what? She was like, that big post office on 34th Street. Is that 24 hours? And I was like, I don't.
Ma'am, it's Sunday.
Yeah, well, also Sunday.
I was like, I don't know. It's Sunday. And she was like, no, I think it's open. And I was like, I can Google it for you.
Oh,
like
that was
when
so
we
nice
get
of you.
When we get to and service. She was like, I'm just trying to get to the beach. I need to catch this money order.
She's rising.
Like, her computer broke and she didn't she doesn't want to go into work because she doesn't like going to work and she doesn't want to.
Oh my Lord.
Something about her knees. She's got she was like, I don't want to fuck up these beautiful knees. Cut to me like bruised and scraped all
gorgeous.
Over.
Do people
That's
talk
very
to
funny.
You a lot? Like, do they come up and tell you their life stories? I think it is the cancer rising.
Oh, it's also my big eyes. People are like, we can talk
You're
to
friendly.
Her. And I'm like, yes, I'm friendly. Looking.
Looking.
Well, this is interesting, too, because the thing is, like, on the one hand, again, Charlotte's gut instinct, which is, I absolutely can't do this right now, maybe makes sense. The problem is, you can't make eye contact. And
with
then
your best friend.
And then she does this whole thing where she's like, no, I didn't see you. I just changed directions.
Yeah, she,
and
like,
I'm
lies.
Allowed to do that. And that's the dumb thing. And Miranda's like, good grief. Weird. Our tics aren't the same.
She tells her that the
Charlotte's like,
Charlotte
says, I can't get pregnant. Miranda's like, come on. She's like,
if
no.
I can get pregnant, you can.
Charlotte's like, no, literally, I cannot get pregnant. I
Look
just
at this,
from the
15%
doctor.
Chance. And she says she's going to walk home. And Miranda's like, can I walk with you? And she says no. And then she says, okay, I'm just going to walk a little behind you in case you change your mind.
And Carrie narrates, and she's like, Charlotte walked all the way home and didn't turn around. But the whole time she knew that Miranda was
there.
Oh,
that gets me.
It really kills me. Especially because she's like, really don't do it. And Miranda really does.
Oh, Cynthia Nixon, bring
she
it.
She looks
she's
like
amazing.
A governor.
She does. She's ready
so
to.
She's
going to fix their relationship and then the MTA.
And then the MTA. Oh, we all like.
Yeah, we're ready.
So Lucy Liu looks like giving me Charlie's Angel realness.
Literally,
yeah,
I was going to say, this is that era, isn't it?
Dior.
Exactly.
Wearing little pigtails. She's beautiful.
She's definitely not wearing a bra. She looks amazing. She
and
says
she's got the Birkin.
Yeah, she has the bag. She's like, some man, nice man dropped this off. It's, you know, not really my style, but a free bag.
And Samantha's like, actually, homie, I paid for that bag. It's mine. And Lucy Liu's like, huh?
What do you mean? Well, there was a 5-year waiting list, blah, blah.
Used your name. And Lucy Liu is literally like, blah, 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 excuse me. She's like, you lie and you're a bad actor. Like, she's like, the only thing I can tolerate worse than liars is bad liars.
Yeah.
And she fires her.
Well, she's like, yes, I actually heard that you called this woman 10 million times, which, like, just duh. Like, this was so predictable. Also, she really thought she was going to sit down with Lucy Liu and be like, oh, yeah. After the conversation I had where Lucy Liu was like, here's what I expect from someone.
And also,
I used
like,
your name and I paid for it.
You're honest.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, appreciate your realness and your honesty, like, to have this conversation. Where also Samantha's just like, yeah.
So Lucy Liu fires her and it's stupid.
And
Samantha.
That's it. They're saying she says fuck, she loses the job, which like sucks because like you just dropped
$4,000. If I was as bad an actress as you, I'd still be serving onion rings at TGI Fridays.
Great callback to TGI Fridays.
I was gonna say they really circled around in this episode.
Lucy Liu was like, that was my Sex in the City cameo.
Yep.
And there went Lucy Liu.
Also her Sex in the City camo pants.
It's very early 2000s.
Yep.
So now Carrie's beguiled.
The beguiled.
I was gonna say she looks like she's in the scene from The Secret Garden.
Yes.
Where,
oh my God, Mary Lennox.
Mary like sings
she's
the girl
wearing,
I
like,
need.
The
I
most
need
delicate
to be.
Virginal white dress and has a literal
she
white
has a parasol.
Parasol.
The parasol is like.
And the waiter is still there. He's got long hair and he's like looks ridiculous. And
why is she doing this?
Yeah, I don't know. Because she feels like maybe she needs to tell him, I guess, because one person says one thing to Carrie and she's so suggestible. She like must alter her course of life to fulfill it.
This guy has been working at this restaurant for 13 years. They haven't, let me remind you, they have not seen each other in 13 years.
And so here's the thing. So Carrie's like, do you remember me? Like we had this whole night and then we went out to this the tunnel and he's like, I've never been to the tunnel. And she's like, trust me, you've been to the tunnel. And he's like, well, I really don't remember. I hope I was smart enough to make a move on you. And she's like, no, you were a gentleman. And he's that's like,
sorry, Sherry.
That's it. Because the whole point is she just needs to get closure that it was the right thing to not tell this guy, which clearly it was.
She orders an Arnold Palmer.
Also, what do you think the conversation of going to sit down and say?
Yeah, how's it going to go?
And then she leaves, yeah.
In public.
Well, like she orders a lentil soup, which again makes me wonder, what season is it?
And an Arnold Palmer. And then she just gets up and leaves, which also, like, she the kitchen is preparing down. That. Oh, good. Okay, I missed that. And he goes, oh, yeah, I said this. He's like, was I at least smart enough to try something with
she's
you?
She's like, you are a perfect gentleman.
So, no, basically.
Something and, I find personally upsetting is that the woman whose burger he served ordered it medium well. Yeah. That's just a disgrace.
Fair.
Yeah.
I like medium rare myself.
Same. Medium rare.
I mean,
medium.
That's
same.
Oh, I want a burger.
I burgers also are so do. Good. I had one last night, and I still want another one. I'm, my stomach is gurgling.
Sally wants a burger later. Mm.
Oh, this, like, scrunchy thing in her hair is also really
flat.
Flower yeah, scrunchy.
She loves a big, weird accessory.
Yeah.
I see so many things that I'm like, oh, that explains Claire's that year.
Yeah. It's another,
the entire.
It's another day.
Miranda's at the doctor's. And so the other thing that's interesting is Miranda's primary doctor wouldn't schedule her. She wouldn't perform the abortion. What she said to Miranda was.
Not all gynecologists, I think, are.
No, I agree.
She said no
it's
judgment,
just interesting.
Right?
Yeah, she says, I don't do those, perform those, no judgment. Which.
Because if do you have to, can't you be like a, yeah. Like my, like before I found my actual gynecologist, like I went to a nurse practitioner, like who's my
yes.
primary mm-hmm. care who can do a pap smear, mm-hmm. but she's not an OB.
Right.
So she probably like, she wouldn't be able to deliver the baby, right. which I think right. this is like a similar.
Yes.
Difference. Yeah.
I think that is true.
Set of skills.
I think it's just that that's their gesture at discussing the political implications of this beyond just the in their friendship. Group what it means this yeah. is their
early
stab 2000s. At like some people don't do this and maybe it's a moral objection and maybe it's not but
right.
either way Miranda's going through now the tough work of like trying to find another and she is of course like I want to get this over with as soon as possible
and then she's having second thoughts
she asks if it hurts to carry in case it's not really
mostly it's just unpleasant
how was your IUD experience
pretty intense
me too
and that's very different for each person because I have some friends who've said that it was so easy for them. I took 5 Aleve, a Xanax beforehand.
Shit.
And I the 30 seconds it was actually being inserted were
the worst.
Oh, she had to dilate
shit.
Me.
Oh,
I have a tiny cervix.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I apparently do too, and they should have done something, but they got it open. I should have given me there's like a softener they can use. This is graphic. I hope you're
no.
listeners
oh,
are.
We do this all the time. We get grosser.
Sorry, Dad.
I mean, I'm into it, but I would describe that when they actually inserted it, it's the most bizarre pain because that part of your body is not used to being touched. Like
I'm
it's
sure.
It's a weird. It's called. There's a medical term when an organ is touched because
right.
your nerves don't know what to do.
It's like. I Moana, I think about
God,
Moana, and I was like, if all of us have like a heart of Tafiti, it feels like something stabs you within the heart of like in your
yes.
like core, like if I know it's like hearts and all of those things, but if like video game wise, like we have like one thing that's like
yeah.
pulsing and there's like a center of us
that's
as a
what
human
it feels
being,
like.
It feels like someone takes a knife and goes kikook.
Gross.
It was
it
bizarre.
Is, it's so intense.
I was holding the nurse's assistant. They just like, do you want somebody? I would like, did not let anyone come with me. I'm very stubborn.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll be fine. I'll just take a lift home after, which I did.
For your IUD?
For my IUD.
Oh, I didn't bring anybody with me.
Yeah, I think like a lot of women in New York just like would go.
Do
like,
people go bring people with them for that?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, it also can be so intense
yeah.
that like you maybe if especially if you've driven like you can't
yeah.
you shouldn't be driving
should
home afterwards.
IUD?
Yeah.
For some people
yeah.
it can be you can have like serious symptoms for like 36, 70, 72
was,
hours after.
I was
74?
Bad for like a day and a half. Yep. But I did squeeze the nurse's like the assistant's hand and I screamed fuck like really loud while it was being inserted.
Jesus.
And they're like, you did really well. I was like heating pad, lay there for 10 minutes and then like got a lift and sort of just laid in my bed mm-hmm. for
oh,
two
I
days.
Was okay after.
Yeah,
I like
you were
did
impressed.
So
the
that's
next day.
Showing that like even the difference in like
yeah, how intense
you know, it was painful, but you were like bounce.
It was hard.
That's the thing. I'm like, I have no idea how I'd respond.
I took a painkiller, drank champagne, and saw SpongeBob that night.
Oh my God. Yours right. was much easier than mine. But I do think the copper one's the biggest.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
So, just dilating me. I just don't want to have babies.
God. I kind of wish they had, but because it was...
They still use the same instrument that was invented like 200 years ago. There's no update in like women's.
I know.
Ugh.
All right. Anyway.
So this is what, you know, Miranda's thinking about.
So she's like, how long till I go back to feeling normal? And Carrie, to a lot of these, is like, you have to ask them.
She goes, how long did it take you to feel normal? And Carrie goes, any day now, which I loved.
Yeah. Aww. I think it's a nice response. Because it also gestures towards the fact that, like, this can both be a simple and normal thing, but also a significant thing.
Yes.
And no question, it's not.
Should I keep it?
Yeah, and I think that's...
Charlotte only has a 15% chance, and she's really trying. What if I wake up at 43 and find that my one semi-decent ovary gave up and I can't have kids? This is interesting.
This also proves that this has been 20 years because, mm-hmm. and it's New York City, I asked my acupuncturist, I go to acupuncture, and I said... You know, I was thinking, like, the closer you get to where they say your eggs are going to freeze mm-hmm. up, that you want to, like, you know, even if you don't know, do you freeze your eggs? And she's like, you know, it's New York City women. The average age is 38 to 45 for babies here.
Fascinating.
So,
45.
I know.
Well, it's also interesting because, so Carrie says 43, and Miranda's like, yeah, that's my, like, last
my scary
stop,
age.
Scaredy. And Carrie says... Mine's 45. But I also think this is just interesting in context of their friendship with Samantha. Obviously, Samantha lives a fully different life, but like mm-hmm. she's basically in that. She might be 43. You know, she's at least 41, 42.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting to think that like within that friendship group, their literal end game space is where Samantha is now.
Yeah, but Samantha doesn't have any like long term. Like they both want to end up, presumably right. Miranda.
At this
and
point,
Carrie.
I wouldn't, I know that she will, sort of, but I don't like. If I was just watching this and like, huh, I wonder what they're going to do with Samantha. I wouldn't imagine she's just going to also like settle down and get married and have kids. Like that's so clearly not who she is.
Yeah. And I'm glad that they don't do that. For
yes,
her.
Me too.
So I think that the conversation of freezing eggs would have come up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. But there are other options. It's just 20 years of technology and medical developments are insane. And that's what's interesting too. Like Charlotte's storyline would be really different here. It would probably be about delving into that and the
IVF.
Mm-hmm, shit like that, yeah.
Well,
or even
up,
like,
kid.
Or I think Charlotte maybe would be a surrogate story in 2018. The money and the prestige,
Kim K.
Yeah. I don't know that she'd fully go there, but I could see it.
Mm, okay, so we see Miranda going into the appointment, and Carrie's sitting in the lobby,
and then we see Samantha looking sexy. Honestly.
I like her silk blouse thing. So they're having like a girls' night at Miranda's,
and they bring her tea,
and you're like, she looks a little tired, and it's like, has she gone through a procedure? And Carrie gets the door, and it's Charlotte who comes
in
with
white flowers, mm-hmm.
looking very
waspy.
Like,
she looks like she already is on the PTA.
I like to think that Kim Cattrall and Cynthia Nixon were friends.
I could see that.
So.
Yeah. And I think Kim Cattrall would have no problem selling the rest of them out if she had bad relationships with them, too. Like, I think.
I also feel like Cynthia and Kim are both, like.
Strong women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, like, theater came mm-hmm. from, like, theater. I mean, I know Carrie did, or SJP did, too, but.
Musical theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just,
eye
like.
Rolls.
And, like, Kim Cattrall's British, right? Like, that's the big thing. Like, she considers herself British, so it's, like.
So I really wasn't sure if this was going to end here or not. I kind of had a feeling it was going to go this way because I just know that she will at some point soon have
it's a very
kids.
This
but
is like a really lovely scene.
Oh,
she decides to keep it, and she tells them, and Charlotte of course is
starts
like
starts to cry. She starts to have a reaction, and you don't
and
know
you're
what's
worried.
happening,
and she's like, we're having a baby,
and she smiles, and it's lovely,
it's
and,
really
and they say
beautiful.
We're having a baby, and Carrie says that night three ants were born, which also
there.
Made me emotional because it is fun to think about them all going into a different time of life and the way that they'll be important to each other's kids. And
Hillary and I had a moment where we were saying something and how she's going to be Aunt Hill, and how it's funny because it's like Aunt Hill, and then we both started crying.
Oh, fun.
It's really beautiful when the person that you love as a friend, whatever, family member decides they want it, or like this, they, you know, it's like
well, I think it's a lot of it's so, I'm excited.
It's such a big crazy thing to bring a baby into the world, and it's so exciting and terrifying. So Carrie runs, because she's with her friends, and so she's late to go meet Aiden. She runs across town. She's 10 minutes late. And because of this, they've fallen off the wait list at this place.
10 minutes?
10 minutes. They've given their table away. they can get back on the wait list. And then they're like, okay, we'll wait at the bar. And then she's like, okay, I'll put you on the wait list for the bar. So Carrie being late has fucked up Aiden's whole night. And
she's late at the beginning. She's late at the end.
I can't judge this. I am literally that.
You're always
I'm going to be 10 minutes late because of who I am as a person meme. But I try and be really forthcoming about it. Yeah, I know. My friend Avi is good at this. He will literally often tell me to come somewhere half an hour before he intends to meet me.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Just on his schedule. Nothing Irish important, time. You know, they're but oh yeah. Late. He just knows.
Always.
Well, the other thing that's funny is his best friend in the world forever. It's true. It's literally. It's like
they
in
would
my
show up
it's in
my last 30 minutes late. Yeah. I was like
I know. The thing is his best friend in the whole world, Maddie, who is my roommate, is like actually the world's most chronically late person. So by comparison, I'm awesome.
You're punctual. And like I'm really on time. Are you on time?
I'm on time.
Yeah, cuz we're both Virgo moons.
I try to now. My mom wasn't late, she just chronically like wasn't on time.
I hate
and I
being
picked
late.
That up
it stresses me out.
I don't
even
like it either, but it doesn't make same. Me it doesn't make me better at coming.
It makes me so
on time.
That's real.
It's like I love being up early in the mornings, but I will never fucking wake up unless I have to. You know, it's like I know these things are good and I like them, but my habits are so strong in the other direction.
Just to wrap this episode up and then we can keep talking because I like you guys.
Carrie and Aiden are having a thing on that. They're like, we'll wait outside.
Carrie is like, I lied to you. I had an abortion. I lied to you. She like keeps lying.
She does. She's
like,
yeah. She's like,
she said abortion.
I was 18. Yeah, I think you're right.
She's like 18. No, I lied.
No,
I was 22.
20. And she goes 22. I was 22.
And he's like, why are you lying?
And she's like, well, I think you'll judge me and think of me differently. And, he's really pretty chill about it, honestly, which
this
you would expect and hope. It's a good conversation, and it's good she comes clean to him.
Aiden, right here, y'all.
Okay, but the whole crux of the issue with their relationship is Carrie's dishonesty, and it seems like he's – this doesn't – it. I almost,
they're also drinking, like, street beers.
Enabling her.
Sorry, it almost seems like he would be a little bit more upset about how much she's been lying to him, I think.
Well, here's the here's my one thing. I would say that, like, I'm not sure I would define – maybe I don't remember this, but he doesn't explicitly say, have you had an abortion in the beginning? I think she extrapolates from, I chose not to share an important piece of information that explains how I'm feeling with him, to, I'm lying about this, which I don't necessarily think tracks. Carrie has lied about a lot of shit. But I think in this case, she just, it was a, for understandable reasons, because this is like matters a lot to a lot of women, you know, in whatever direction, who you tell and what you tell and what they're going to think of you and whether you share it and how you feel about it.
Yeah.
And I think to me, it's like they simplify it into a lying issue. This to me isn't an issue of Carrie lying to Aiden. That's come up many other places. This is more like having really tough decisions. I think Aiden should still be concerned.
Yeah.
The fact that she invited Big up to the fucking cabin and he had to spend the night. I'm not over it.
No, that's ridiculous.
It's really fucked up.
Super so they ridiculous. Get called into the club and they leave their brown paper beers on the street.
Oh, and she's like, also, Miranda's having the baby. Don't tell Steve. It's not our business.
Which is also just like, you just
like,
continue
Carrie,
to.
You just
this
had
is
a
like,
moment.
Either way, she's still making a choice without his knowledge,
wait,
you know?
This end, the like end cap of this episode, what Carrie says is so dumb. They say life happens when you're busy making other plans. But in New York City, life happens when you're waiting for a table. And I was like, what?
Right, because they were waiting for their reservation, and that's when they had the big conversation.
That's when life happens.
Like, well, you could have just chosen to tell him earlier.
The restaurants they go to are always so crowded, too.
Yeah. I don't
very
like...
Very sceney.
Sceney.
Their New York is never going to be my New York, because they just like experiences.
Same.
I'm like, I like a once a month fancy thing, you know, but no, these aren't my places.
Mm-mm. It's a really... interesting episode.
So
should we talk about ploppability, because I'm very curious.
I'm curious who you guys resonate with.
Okay, let's do that first.
Oh man, I resonate with Samantha because she knows how she feels about it. And that's how I feel. I'm very strong
about the babies,
about
being
pro-choice and women's rights. Like, it's always like, I talked about this in therapy this last week. I was like, I don't know where this comes from. My family is not particularly liberal, coming from Oregon, actually, which you all know, like, there's plenty of conservative people. I'd say they're moderate. Like, we've never had these conversations. I just, for some reason along the line, was like, this is like the cause of all causes that I'm really passionate about. So she resonates with me, but I resonate with I think all of them, because with Charlotte, it's like you want something so badly, and there's the like wanting to hold on to things so tightly, I guess, to control
the unfairness of like reality often. Yeah, yeah,
for sure. And then Miranda choosing, feeling like she's gonna have to choose between her work and her her love life. I mean, that's like
not even her love life,
like, yeah, like family,
her family, her family. Yeah, like totally. Can you be a successful career woman and have kids? And we see with Samantha, she's just chosen to be a successful career woman, so it's like we don't even have that question. And then Carrie's like, I guess probably the one I least resonate with, but I also get that when you know information about someone that's really close to you and it's important, that's hard.
Especially because the information was causing like some significant trauma within their like friend group, you know? And when those are your people, like I get why she told Aiden. The problem is it wasn't just telling her boyfriend, you know? But yeah, no,
at least she didn't go to Big.
You're right. God.
He sort of just keeps popping up this season, as you've seen.
That was a very like judicious amount of, like resonating with everyone. I liked it.
Yeah,
there were
like,
good reasons
like
to
find.
What
about
you?
I think similarly on the Samantha, like on the just the stance, you know, regarding choice and women's bodies and or people who have babies' bodies. And it's funny, I distinctly remember my mom had a pro-choice mug in our kitchen. And I remember at one point asking her about it and having a conversation about abortion for the first time and remembering being like, why would anyone do that? And then having the conversation about like, you know, that it's a choice and the complication and the,
yeah
crazy. Anyway, I would say, I think similarly, I find moments to connect with each of them in this episode. Storyline wise, this feels very much like a 35-year-old episode and not a 25-year-old episode.
Yeah, we're very much in, I think, that thick of that plot where we're just sort of like, I definitely feel more younger, more younger.
I can relate, but these just aren't explicit like storylines that would happen in my life. Although I was also just going to say sort of unrelated, but I think most of the people we know in our circles would identify themselves as Samantha's with regard to abortion.
Yeah, their stance for
I think, and granted, we run in very liberal bubbles, but
I think they all are, except for maybe Charlotte, I think are pretty pro-choice.
Well, yeah, and that's what's interesting. Even Charlotte, her objection is about
it's
personal.
It's not about her having an abortion. It's about, she's like, you're not even going to consider it. And that's coming from a place of like hurt for herself.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, because Miranda's on it too. Yeah, Miranda always, I feel distinctly connected to, but I've never dealt with anything of that kind of, that, you know, that kind of decision making on that level. Certainly I haven't done. What about you, Brooke?
I think I'm thinking about like Miranda. I think partly because like, this weird situation where it's like someone that she's still close to and like a person she's had a relationship with and like whether or not to tell that person because like there are just so many layers.
What do you owe to each other still when there's like that depth of care and history?
I have like a weird, like I can't, I'm always feel like not obligated, but I'm like, I feel tied to all my exes no matter how badly it ended. I'm just like, I'll always feel, maybe not like significant relationships, you know. Right now I'm saying like I don't want babies. I know if I were like surprised to get pregnant, maybe not right now, but I think I can see a version of myself in 10 years like where I'm like, I don't want children, and then get pregnant and I'm like the happiest.
10 years, I agree. I think about this often. I'm like, if I surprise got pregnant right now, like I know it would be difficult, and the emotional process I think I would go through is beyond what I can literally contemplate right now. But too. I also just like, I literally cannot.
Yeah, you have no idea what's
coming. Can't afford to like
have a child. I can't afford, I barely have, you know, food for me to, you know, once I pay my rent. And like, we're not, my roommates aren't going to be, you know, home babysitting. Like, it's just, not that we're in any danger and we've all,
but look at like on the train, you look at all these really young parents and it's just, it brings it into perspective. Do you think,
especially when medical things come into play, when you're like, for Miranda, it's like, what if this is really my shot? I would maybe have the same fucking,
the pressure cooker. Yeah. So I just feel like as you get older, but I wonder, like, would you tell, like, if you were Carrie, would you tell Aiden? Do you think you'd be that your personality is that type? Like, I really don't think I would. I'm pretty stone cold
would.
I think I probably would.
It depends, though.
I'm a lockbox too, but my idea in a partner, my partner is my like everything person. It is true. But the thing is, I would maybe say
not if it were Steve.
Here's what I think I would do in that situation is I think I would say, there's some shit going down. It involves Steve, and I would really like to talk to you about it. But if you don't want to know,
so good.
I understand.
Yeah, you're because, like, boundarying it already.
And I've had to do that in some of my relationships recently. Like, there's like a lot of like, hey, I'd like to have this conversation with you, but I also know it's going to be hard. And if you don't want to, you like bow out at any point, you know? And I just think there's like, when you really try to communicate.
I feel like even with each
like,
other.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we've both been going through it a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a little bit. A lot.
A lot of it. But
a
yeah.
A lot of it. But like, I know I've been like, listen, if you don't want to hear me talk about this, mm-hmm. like, I don't want to take too much from you.
It's and just courtesy. Because he's your person. So and
it is
you're putting him in a really difficult position at that point. It's just like caring about your people. Because not knowing things can be an enormous psychological weight.
Yes, it's totally
and obviously
draining.
Aiden like isn't in the, you know, he's not dying under this, but like that's a significant thing to ask someone to do for you, to carry a secret like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of weight.
Probability.
Do you know what this means? No. This is a phrase
this
we've coined.
This is the splat term.
Trademark splat.
Put it on a t-shirt, get it tattooed on your ass.
Take the plots of this episode and plop them in 2018. Would it work?
This episode. Like if you were to transplant this exact
like
episode.
The fertility plot line and what happens with Miranda. Honestly, I think this is a very ploppable episode, kind of with the exception of, I mean, Samantha probably. There are scummy PR people out there who'd use a famous person to get a bag.
I mean, it would be
which
a
is what
would
she
be
was.
Worse because it would be social media. Exactly. It's just like the little
I do think this was.
This is like a small like technology tweaks thing.
And we've talked about like Charlotte's would probably be a much more intensive just discussion wait. Of, okay, so we'll get there. Right, because she's getting into it. Yeah, exactly. It's brand new.
I think this is highly transferable.
Mm-hmm.
For
ploppable.
Sure.
Yeah. Please.
Ploppable.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That every,
Miranda.
Every part.
Yeah.
I don't think there was, other than the outfits.
And honestly, you know what's funny? Well, the only thing is, I think actually if this was done today, I think the abortion conversation would be put in bigger context than just the four of them.
Yes.
And not that they would know that Justice would retire and put Roe v. Wade in.
Oh, Jesus.
Risk.
Anyway, it's not even worth, we're going to, it's, yeah. Yep. But. I think the political conversation would be bigger and more interesting.
Yes.
I also think that just like today in general, like I think that between the four of them, we have two people who probably would vote Democrat and two people who probably vote Republican.
So at least more moderate for sure.
You know
what we think of?
Interesting. That just occurred to me too. And I think this will probably, because she's now decided to keep the baby, something that I wouldn't have been surprised to come up in this episode would have been her mom, Miranda's mom. Because I think on the heels
of
your mom dying,
God,
it might feel really significant to be pregnant, you know? Well, it's like in the way that it influenced her freaking out about Steve. They didn't address it directly, but you're like, yeah, duh. You just buried your mom. Like, no wonder you're terrified he's going to die.
I think they don't address it probably because we don't know how much time passes.
Right.
And, so, like, it could...
and because they kind of isolate episodes, you know, like it really, I get it.
I think later,
I just like to imagine for myself that there's the depth.
Season 5 and 6, I feel like we get some more like episode through line.
Yes, they get. I feel like just
Once you have like kids and stuff, I feel like you kind of or once there are like family unit stories.
Yeah,
it's not just like four women doing whatever they want.
It's crazy. So much happens in the last two and a half seasons.
Well, what is crazy is we're really probably exactly halfway through now.
You might say we're in the middle.
In the middle. You've heard that song. That's everywhere.
Yeah,
okay, good. Just
making,
the one that's
Maren
just only in your head all the time. Only always. Yeah.
I that's do like Maren Morris a lot, actually.
Yeah, she's great.
I don't think that Miranda... Well, maybe Miranda would... I'm thinking about your voting question.
No, I think Samantha and Charlotte are Republican. And
I'd be... Samantha...
I think she's fiscally
might be
conservative.
I was going to say she.
Fiscally conservative.
I think Samantha might be like
sure.
an independent. Like
for
she
sure.
might vote. Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But in this current election, that could have meant she voted for Hillary, you know. And
right. Exactly.
Have, like,
that's
Bernie,
what I mean. Like she's
Bernie
a.
People.
She's ostensibly like making her own choice regardless
I think
of
Charlotte
party.
Charlotte might have voted for Trump.
I think here's the thing. I don't think highly enough of Charlotte to think that she would have voted for him because she like loved him. I think it would just be the socially right thing to do amongst her social circle.
I agree.
Which is despicable also,
I feel like Charlotte maybe would have secret voted for Hillary. Charlotte
That would have been an interesting plot if that had been a thing that Charlotte decided was really important. Or, like, she has kids now and she wants it to be different for them. Or, you know, whatever it would be.
Well, that was the thing that kept coming up in this election, is that they kept saying with white women, oh, well, they were influenced by their husbands and they were influenced. And it's like, you go into the voter booth and you're alone. By
your damn self. You never have to tell them.
And, yeah,
just tell them you.
Some people might be pressured and they're not good liars and they feel that. But,
nah,
like,
vote. I mean, sorry, white women. White women shat the bed hard on this one.
They did.
Fucking.
So I don't know what good old Charlotte would have done, but I do think she's would have been more conservative.
Yes.
Wait, also I just want to say really fast, just because it occurred to me, because a lot of those women honestly wanted this also. They wanted it to be easy. And, you know, white women who went and were influenced by their husbands, it's like, yeah, they probably were, but I think a lot of those women also really like the status quo, and it protects, honestly, like, we, the three of us sitting on this bed, benefit from the structures of power in terms of, like, a lot of how they work is to protect specifically white women, you know, and that we have a lot of, like, free passes on purity and all that
so
shit.
So much privilege, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, who knows? Charlotte could really go either way on that. She could be her place to make a stand, or that could really fall in her, like, waspy wheelhouse. And that's why Charlotte's an interesting character.
Charlotte is.
I will give
her
that. I know.
Cassandra, we do this thing called Delties, Upsies, Delties, Downsies.
Yes,
and,
I heard that. I remember.
And it is essentially your...
Can't say words normally.
It's essentially your rose and thorn. So
that's what
the idea is,
so
like a
good,
change for the better. Something, you know, that's like...
For me personally?
Yeah. Yeah, and a change for the worse.
Can I listen
Please.
To one of yours?
Oh, sure.
No, I'll go.
Go.
My Delties, Upsies... It's really rose and thorns. We just call it this.
I like it.
My Delties, Upsies is that last night I saw Songs for New World at Encore.
How was it?
It was.
Shoshana. I know, I saw her
in
Beaches.
As did I.
Wow.
Her Stars in the Moon was a masterclass in acting. Musical
She also
acting.
Was the first Elphaba I ever saw. On tour at Keller Auditorium
Holy
in
shit,
Portland.
That's crazy.
First national tour.
A lot of tours came there.
I believe that about her Stars in the Moon. She's such a great actress, let alone her
It was just
vocal
like vocally. Michael Kilgore is a star. It was like I cried. 11-year-old Brooke was very, very, very happy.
Sounds wonderful.
Are you a big JRB fan?
No. I actually think he's a dick.
I feel the same way.
But I
love
some of his music.
Yeah.
And then my Delta's downs is that my air conditioner hasn't been fixed yet.
The heat might be mine too.
It's really, well, it's just like this weekend has been that kind of like oppressive
sort of
hot
where
you can't escape it, and it's the ugh. You like can't breathe it.
You, Miss Bridget.
My Delta down is definitely also the heat, and that I am just like exhausted, which is partially my own fault, partially circumstantial fault. But circumstantial fault, that's the phrase.
I know it well.
My Delta up is, I'm also just like still stretched entirely too thin, but it's okay. We're getting through. My Delta up is I'm going home to Portland on Thursday when this episode comes out on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
I'll be there when this episode comes out for the first time in 3 years.
Oh my God, even
which is crazy.
Years?
Yeah, I'm really
what
excited.
Are you, like,
it's only going to be 5 days, but it's going to go really fast, but I'm very excited.
I'm jealous but happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. And also...
I don't know how I feel about it. I'm very excited for you.
And also that I came in and installed this air conditioner by myself at 2 a.m. so I can sleep and not wake up in a fucking puddle of my own sweat every day.
Yeah.
Do you like Burgerville?
Yes.
So, like, please have some Burgerville.
I'm going to. That used to be like a real treat. Sometimes after Burgerville is like a local
fast food chain
that's only there, and it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah. And
the,
it's like
the milkshakes that they make with like Oregon fruit and shit. Oh my God, Tillamook! I wish if I could go out to the factory while I was there, if I had time to go out to the Tillamook
Get some
cheese factory.
Marionberry.
I would.
I don't
Look
know
at her.
Fuck yeah.
She's so cute right now.
She's so good.
I love Tillamook cheese
I know.
And milk and everything more than anything in the world.
You're like, what's a Marionberry?
The ice cream is so good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, Delties, Delties ups. Yeah, I feel it's July. It's my birth month.
Oh, fun.
Love July.
What's the day?
July 11th, 7/11.
Yes.
I always say it's a day so good. Beyonce wrote a song about it.
Incredible.
Years after, but
still. No. It's about you, though.
It's about me. I really like July because it's like the birthday, of course, but it's also like halfway through our year. We have like summer.
You are
fully
in summer.
Right. We have, and we still have some summer ahead of us. Yes. Like August, where I still kind of get like a little.
It's like Sunday blues, but yeah. The month of August.
Even
is
though
just like,
we're not going back to school, no. Like it's different. I feel but it though. Still feels mm-hmm.
Fall's my favorite season. So.
Fall is my favorite too.
I do love fall
too.
Also, but something about summer and the light though, and yeah, just yeah. The knowledge that like you can go
I
be
love
outside,
being outside
whenever. Yeah, exactly.
You can be outside. The sun is.
I walk
good.
Everywhere to the point yesterday. I walked in flip flops. I shouldn't have. You know, like just not good enough. And I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, I can't ever do that again.
Flip flops are not supportive. At
holy
all.
Shit! And they're comfy
you
ones. I just
like
wasn't
Tevas.
Planning to. I know.
Birkenstocks.
That's smart. Well, I have like those are decent, you know, like when I walk in yeah. Those, they're at least real shoes. Those, the sandals yeah, yeah. That I wear usually, but
yeah, get some
yeah, I don't,
support.
I need some, yeah. Honestly, I really need some new shoes. I need some, I don't really have basics. Like
shoes are the most important for New York.
Yeah.
In
it's
my
really,
honest opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess honestly, the heat too, because I just feel that it depletes us
yes.
And it drains us and even though it's like sunny and you maybe even have like it's around the 4th right now. So we even if you have days off and stuff, mm-hmm. You don't really want to do stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to be in a
the
pool
travel
in 2 days.
The travel is a hustle.
Yeah.
You know, like Brooke and I saw each other on the street, like right outside of your front door. And we were like we both have only walked from the train, I'm assuming. And mm-hmm. It was so
yeah.
Like 2-3 blocks, just so
awful
draining, but I am an up as I do have AC, like
good yeah
God.
Yeah God bless.
I hope people are okay, like people
I
die
know,
during this.
I know you really can get so dehydrated and it's dangerous to
and
be in the sun
water,
and on
kids.
The street and yeah
I know it's something I'm really worried about, especially because I'm teaching hot yoga
yeah fuck.
So I'm also in just I'm sweating
get those electrolytes
so much.
In you
so
yeah
whenever I teach I give myself a Gatorade.
That's a good one.
So much water.
Well I oh fuck, what was I just gonna say? Never mind, it's out of my brain.
Okay, Cassandra.
Yeah.
If you would like, how could the people find you on social media?
Oh.
You can tell us any or yeah. All.
Okay, so my personal account is my name, Cassandra, Cassandra.
Mm-hmm.
And my last name, Cushman, Cushman, one word, Cassandra Cushman.
On Insta?
On Insta.
Amazing.
If you would like to follow my astrology.
Hell yeah.
It is at The Freaky Witch.
Mm.
Twitter.
That's
I love
my
that.
Practicing name. Twitter is Cassandra Cush, I think, because it wouldn't
cool.
Let me do a full. I don't have like a.
Makes you sound like you have a. I was gonna say makes you sound like you run a like avant-garde
weed yeah,
thing in Portland.
Sure. Yeah, Freaky Witch is all the astrology.
She's amazing. If you want to get
so
your
excited.
Chart read,
I would love
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I'm
going to
do that at some point.
She did mine. She did my retrograde reading.
Do you do it in a place or do you just do it in your
yeah,
pool?
Well, we did. You can do phone. You can do phone, FaceTime. But yeah, mostly I meet people in like
know,
a
I
central
wanna,
location.
Love that.
It's Union so Square. Fun.
Cool.
Or, you know, Midtown. And I really believe you should do it in a public place because it should be destigmatized. There's nothing...
I love that.
Crazy
yeah.
That no. We're I'm never going to be like, you're going to die tomorrow. Like, do not be scared. It's meant to empower you. Any astrology that scares
well,
you.
Well, if
not
you can't
useful.
Tell me when and how I'm going to die,
then
I'm
are
out.
You even a witch? yeah, that's me. Follow along for all the stuff.
Thanks. We will. Brooke?
You can find me. You can find me on Twitter. I am back.
I love
you
your
are.
Twitter. I do follow you on Twitter.
You're really. I think you've hit your stride. You're like entering an era. You know,
the Gemini though, yeah. Like wordsmith. Like,
the Gemini jumps out. You know,
they know how to make some words flow.
You can find me at Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman, mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram at @BrookeWiseman. No underscore, being a disaster because now I have ammo to play on my Instagram story. Ooh. Causing trouble. And if you put an underscore on my Instagram, Bridget, what'll happen?
I am going to come and make you stand outside my window while I push the air conditioning unit out of it.
Wow. It'll and be very cold before you
it
die.
It will be.
Miss Social Media Ma'am, could you come in for a minute?
Yes, hello. I'm here
my
today.
Favorite bit. She
I've become a little posher
time.
Now today.
Oh,
yes,
you're the social media gal.
Social media man. No, I just Brooke just thinks that's funny that I'm obsessed with social media and
so am I.
Twitter. I use my it's Twitter insane. A lot and intensively.
Do you? Okay, I'll follow you. I'm
oh
not
my god,
on
get into it.
It's fun. One, it's fun. Don't. We'll get you
Instagram
into it.
Instagram is my probably main.
How can I find you?
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Mrs. Burt Macklin. Yes, I had a lovely ceremony with Burt Macklin back in the days of his
Irish
FBI.
Again.
I know, I can't keep.
Are you big Chris Pratt fan?
What's that? Oh,
no,
I well,
we're Andy fans.
We're Andy
okay,
fans.
Okay, fair.
He's not the best Chris, but he's the best Andy.
Chris, you like Evans? You like Hemsworth? Pine.
I mean, pine is pretty incredible. I'd say pine, and actually, I think Hemsworth doesn't get the credit he deserves. I think he's fucking hilarious and he's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great. They're all great. But they're all great. Anyway.
Thinking of my Chris's.
So
it's a fun ranking.
Wait, say it again. It's
Mrs. Burt Macklin is my Twitter, and I'll follow you so you can follow me back. And you can find me on Instagram at Bridget. M37.
Yeah, and collectively we are at Splat Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, Splat the Podcast on Facebook, and
at gmail.com.
Send Dad, we got your email.
It was so, it made me laugh, and I sent it to Brooke, and then it made her laugh, and even though she'd already seen it. So
thank you. He called me today to be like, did you get my email?
Wait, actually, I'm going to read it because it's worth it. Remember last episode we paused and we were looking up what happened with the Ford Pinto? So we got an email from one Brooke's dad of the pod, Esquire, name, dad, father of the pod, incredible. Subject, Pinto.
Oh
message.
God.
The Ford Pinto was a little economy car that came out in the 1970s. It had a very small rear end. No remarks. The defect was that if it was hit was from behind, it exploded into flames. It also only had one nut.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
What? Okay, shout out to you, Mr. Reisman.
We love him.
Big fan already.
Big fan. He's hung over today.
He comes up on every episode
of this. The children you've created. I get it a little bit.
We are such a product.
Well, you know, too, that, like, I didn't know that Brooke's sister was Three Men and a Little Lady is truly one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. Of course. Wow,
the
layers here really run deep.
Years and years. Like so after funny. I knew you, I was like, I watched it on Hulu. It came on Hulu. Anyway,
wow.
So big fan of you, Mr. Reisman. Because you created these kids.
Whole family of crazy, beautiful kiddos.
And mom, I'm, you know.
Oh, she's the best, too. We love Betsy.
Betsy doesn't listen to the pod.
Oh, Bet.
But we still love her because we're enormously generous people. Also, Brooke's her daughter and has to.
So good.
Mwah, ha, ha. Please rate, review, subscribe.
Please do. We have hit some subscriber, like, benchmarks recently that are really exciting.
So
and
keep coming.
Keep, get
yes.
your friends into it. Make it happen. We love
it.
You guys.
Bye.
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 Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.